You are listening to a special edition Place to Be Nation Pop Pod Blast. Nick Duke goes to the Star Wars Marathon. Premiere episode, The Trip to Orlando.
Place to Be Nation Pop. This is Nick Duke, one half of the Hard Traveling Fanboys. It is about, roughly 4:35 in the morning on Wednesday, December 18th. Now, you may be asking yourself, why in the hell am I recording something for your consumption at 4:35 in the morning on Wednesday, December 18th? Well, I'm about to embark on a journey that many of my friends have told me I am patently insane for. I am en route right now from my home to a shuttle service in our town of Columbus, Georgia. The shuttle is going to drive me to the Atlanta, Georgia airport, where I'm going to catch a plane to Orlando, Florida. And once I am in Orlando, Florida, I'm going to head to the AMC Disney Springs Theater there, and I will be spending, I think we finally determined, somewhere around 29 hours in that theater, because I am going to be attending a Star Wars marathon. The nine episodic films, so no Rogue One, no Solo, none of the anthology movies that Disney has released in the last couple of years, but the episodic films alone. I'm going to be watching them all back to back to back in a theater. Back in 2012, when the first Avengers movie came out, I did one of these for that movie, did a marathon for that, but at that time, it was only six films, and it was all over the course of the day. So we had Iron Man, Iron Man 2, Thor, or Iron Man, The Incredible Hulk, Iron Man 2, Thor, Captain America, and then the Avengers movie, and I had a great time because I love, there's just something about seeing a movie on the big screen that, to me, is a more enriching experience for some reason. And I remember telling my wife after seeing that, I was like, man, it would be awesome if they did one of those for Star Wars. And she hated the experience because, you know, she's not a big fan of having to sit in one place for that long, nor are most sane people from what I've been told. So anyway, so when Disney bought Lucasfilm and announced that they were going to have The Force Awakens, I thought, surely there will be Star Wars marathons nearby that I can attend. And I got really excited and wanted to do it, mainly because I've never had an opportunity to see. I saw the original Star Wars trilogy on the big screen when the special editions were released in the mid-90s, and since then, have not seen any of those in a theater. When they did the 3D re-release of Episode 1, I want to say back in like 2011 or maybe early 2012, I'm trying to remember the exact date on that, I went and saw that just because the rumor at the time was if that did financially well, they would release the other films, including 3D restorations of the original trilogy, which that, you know, 3D, I can take it or leave it, but the idea of getting to see those on the big screen again really excited me. So, so I paid to see Episode 1, and that's the only one of those films that I've seen in theaters in the last, 10 years, really, with the exception, of course, of Force Awakens and Last Jedi. So, anyway, Force Awakens comes out, Star Wars Marathon, I think AMC did some, I think other theater chains did some, but for whatever reason, they didn't do one in our area. Atlanta didn't even get one, you know, because like I said, Atlanta's about an hour and 45-minute drive from us. I would have easily done that and not really had an issue. Same thing with Last Jedi, no marathon near us. And so as we were building to Rise of Skywalker and we got ready for tickets to go on sale, I told my wife, I was like, hey, you know, surely, you know, the last one, they'll have some marathon screenings, maybe in Atlanta or something, I can go. And then AMC put out their list. I think they're only doing it in like seven locations in the entire country. And the closest to us was Orlando, Florida. And I was pretty bummed. I was like, I guess I'll just, you know, do the typical Thursday night, 6 p.m. or whatever the first showing was going to be. And credit to my wife, Danielle Duke, who pretty much said, no, if you want to do this, just go. And I was like, that's insane to spend that much money to fly to Orlando to see a movie. And she's like, no. I mean, if it's something that's important to you and if, you know, you think it's going to be worth it for you to get to see the originals on the big screen, then do it. And so she kind of talked me into it. And so here we are. I have to catch a shuttle at 5:15 to be at the airport in Atlanta around 7:15 to get through security for my 9:20 flight for roughly 11, I think it's around 11 a.m. landing in Orlando. I'm going to catch an Uber out to Disney Springs where I'll eat a little lunch, see some sights or whatever you can see, maybe do a little Christmas shopping, and then pretty much be heading into the theater. So what's going to happen over the next 20, or I guess at this point, more like 36 hours, is you'll hear from me periodically. We're going to kind of document what I'm anticipating will be the state of my mental decline. Being awake for this long and being in a theater with hundreds of other people, it's an awesome experience, but anybody who knows me knows my patience for people wears pretty thin pretty quickly, so it should be an interesting experience to see how this all plays out. Just to give you an idea of the schedule for this thing, I've got the schedule on my handy-dandy phone. Let me pull that up real quick. We're looking at, so like I said, 4:15 p.m., and for the only thing that sucks about this, the schedule they're doing is they're basing this on chronological story order, not release order, because I would prefer release order, so I would be wide awake for the movies I'm most excited about seeing on the big screen, which are, of course, the original trilogy. But here's what we're looking at instead. 4:15 p.m., The Phantom Menace. 7 o'clock p.m. tonight, Attack of the Clones. 11 o'clock p.m. tonight, Revenge of the Sith. And then that we're going to follow that up starting at 1:45 in the morning with Episode 4, A New Hope. Empire Strikes Back at 4:15. Return of the Jedi at 7 a.m., The Force Awakens at 10 a.m., The Last Jedi at 1:50, and then the brand new film, The Rise of Skywalker, capping it all off tomorrow, Thursday, December 19th at 5 p.m. So I'll get to see it roughly an hour earlier, I think, than the rest of the movie-going populace. That's my grand reward for all this. So the plan is for me to check in with you, like I said, periodically. Might check in with you one more time once I get to Orlando right before we get into the theater, and then again after each film, and just see if I have a mind left at about, 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. And maybe it'll be entertaining, maybe it won't. We'll see how it goes. But in the meantime, you guys hang loose, and I'll be back with you in a bit. May the Force be with you.